Penguin Audio presents Tough Choices, written and read by Carly Fiorina. In the end, the board did not have the courage to face me. They did not thank me, and they did not say goodbye. They did not explain their decision or their reasoning. They did not seek my opinion or my involvement in any aspect of the transition. Having asked me to come to Chicago for a meeting, they left me waiting in my hotel room for over 3 hours. As I waited, I knew whatever came next was a turning point. I wasn't prepared for the empty conference room I entered. Only the two designated messengers and a lawyer remained in the room. The chair of the Nominating and Governance Committee said, "Carly, the board has decided to make a change at the top. I'm very sorry." I knew he had opposed my ouster. And then the new chairman said they wanted my help in positioning the news. She said they thought I should describe this as my decision. I should say I thought it was time to move on. I asked when they wanted to make the announcement. Right away. The meeting lasted less than 3 minutes. I asked for a few hours to think, and I left the room. I believe the truth is always the best answer, whatever the consequences. Less than 2 hours later, I sent a message to the new chairman saying we should tell the truth. The board had fired me. When the announcement was made, I simply said, while I regret that the board and I...